everyone, and welcome to another episode of Jola Speaks. Trust you're keeping well and keeping safe. God is what? Amazing! Thank God for today. Today we're going to continue yesterday about Asahel, and we're going to look at how do you fight? How do we fight? So we're going to be reading from 2 Samuel 2 verses 24 to 29, and we'll discuss in our usual fashion afterwards. So I quickly read the NIV version. But Joab and Abishai pursued Abner, and as the sun was setting, they came to the hill of Ammah near Gia on the way to the wasteland of Gibeon. Then the men of Benjamin rallied behind Abner. They formed themselves into a group and took their stand on top of a hill. Abner called out to Joab, "Must the sword devour forever? Don't you realize that this will end in bitterness? How long before you order your men to stop pursuing their fellow Israelites?" Joab answered, "As surely as God lives, if you had not spoken, the men would have continued pursuing them until morning." So Joab blew the trumpet, and all the troops came to a halt. They no longer pursued Israel, nor did they fight anymore. All that night, Abner and his men marched through the Arabah and recrossed Jordan, continued through the morning hours, and came to Mahanaim. What I found, quite interesting about this story is that God can even use the enemy to remind us of what we should do. I'll say it again. God can use even the enemy, the one that we're fighting and battling, to remind us of his word, or what we should be doing in situations. So you see here, right, in verses 26, when Joab and his brothers saw that Abner had killed Asahel, they obviously said to run after them to also repay evil for evil. But then Abner called out to Joab and said, "Must the sword devour forever? Don't you realize that this will end in bitterness? How long before you order your men to stop pursuing the fellow Israelites?" And so there and then, the next verse it says, and Joab says, "As surely as the Lord lives, if you had not spoken, the men would have continued pursuing them until morning." It was a reminder that, okay, I know you are fighting us, but do you remember that we are brothers and sisters? Bear in mind that this Israel was from one man, Jacob. So every descendant, even up on this point, was from one man. They were still eventually, brothers at the end of the day. And yet they were there, fighting themselves. Abner killed his fellow brother, Asahel, etc. So many things like that happened. But they were doing it to fight. And we need to remember a couple of things. One, I say here, we need to remember we are not meant to fight with our own strength. Secondly, we should not be in a fight where we were not sent to go by God. We should not be fighting where we were not sent to go and fight. One needs to be very careful. You see here, as we said yesterday, Abishai and Joab were right to go and fight and avenge the killing of their brother. It makes absolute sense that how can you kill my brother? I must kill you too, And it makes sense, right? It sounds like to anybody justice. Like, well, you did it. You killed my brother, so I will kill you too, etc. It makes sense, but actually, is that what God has called us to do? To seek, what's it called? To be even, or to seek the justice with our own hands. And guess what? If they were to go and fight Abishai, Abner and his men, who knows what would have happened? probably more bloodshed, much more bloodshed of brothers from the same man, Jacob, being shed because of people's angers, emotions, and all that. Enough blood already shed. In fact, it says in the later verse that David's men killed 360 Benjamites who were with Abner, and they lost about 19 of David's men. So, a fight between brothers, right? Almost 380 people died because of what was happening. They were brothers, they were all Israelites. And so today, I don't know what is happening in your life or my life. I don't know what may be triggering where you believe that, you know, you deserve the justice. I am not saying you do not deserve it, no. What I'm saying is that let God justify. Don't go and fight for something that God has not sent us to. First, retreat. Ask the Holy Spirit, should I go? Yes, it will be justified if I go, but should I go and fight? Yes, it will be justified if I seek vengeance, no problem, but should I seek the vengeance? I'm saying this because it is human instinct to go and get vengeance. But as we continue to follow God and submit to His will, we ask ourselves the question, should I be seeking the vengeance? And so we fight on our knees. We pray, God, help us. And let God fight our battles, and we will hold our peace. That is the best form of fighting battles that one can fight. When God fights for us. And we can't even explain how things have been. We're like, but God, how now? You know, whatever justice that we think we are seeking is nothing to compare to God, because God is a very just God. I write here and I say here that God help us to use the strength He has given us wisely. Wisdom is key, right? God has given us so much strength to do different things. Let us use it the way He's asked us to, and not waste it on some fight that is very unnecessary. Because in the end, if God did not send us, again on our own, it is unnecessary. Let God fight for us. Let God fight for you. And then you would hold your peace. Because we know it's not by power or by might, but by His Spirit. And so right now, hear the trumpet sounding saying, retreat. Don't seek that vengeance that you feel you earnestly deserve. Ask the Holy Spirit what you should do in a situation and let Him lead you. It is super important. God help us to be patient as He leads us through, and not take vengeance where He has sent us to take vengeance. God help us. But thank you for listening to me today. God bless you. I love you. Bye.